Marilyn Monroe at a cocktail party. I'm somewhat ugly, like Sean Genet, and I've wasted.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these shows. I'm doing this music the most ghetto way possible and recording this a real ghetto way. We got to get in a few before the end of the year. I've been sick. I was lost in the snow the last time we talked. I was on my way home. It took me from Denver to Greeley to get home 3 hours. 3 hours. There was some lost in the snow. There was a great moment wherein somebody, I saw a car, fishtail, go in the oncoming traffic, recover sort of, get in the regular lane, go through a ditch, a small ditch, go flying out the other side, airborne, and made sparks as they hit the barbed wire fence, and then drive through a farmer's field, and it seemed they were fine. I kind of hung out a little bit, and then someone else had also stopped and hung out a little bit. And it seemed like the people got out, they seemed fine, and I was like, all right, enough. I'm glad they're alive. I needed them to be alive because I needed to be able to enjoy how awesome that was and not have to be like, oh, they're dead. Shit. Well, I can't really love this whole thing if they died. But if they're alive, well, I can be a lot happier about the whole situation. So I'm coming to you today to talk about a topic that I care about deeply to not at all. And that is Christmas. I was thinking the other day, I haven't really heard as much this year about the war on Christmas. Which is a topic that I miss. You know, I want to know, what happened to the war on Christmas? Is it still happening? And so I did some web searching, and I found some pretty great Christmas stuff that I think warrants some going over. It all started with a little website called defendchristmas.com. And, you know, it's got headlines like, atheists attack Christians, Santa, and Christmas, as they do every year, a group calling themselves, what? Reese's Peanut Butter Turds are the latest Christmas outrage. This was my favorite. So as you know, during the Halloween, they've got those Reese's pumpkins. And then during Christmas, they do the Reese's trees, which are like these vaguely triangle-shaped fucking Reese's pumpkins, which are these vaguely ovoid-shaped Reese's peanut butter cups, which are candy that are made of chocolate and peanut butter, which are things that people eat even though they probably shouldn't, but, you know, they're tasty. Anyway, let's read the story. First, it was Starbucks Christmas cups that didn't say Christmas. Now it is Reese's peanut butter Christmas trees that actually look like turds. This isn't news, folks. But the internet is burning up over the product that for years has been marketed as a chocolate peanut butter Christmas tree. It's been around almost 22 years, but only now does the world notice, and boy, is it pissed. The outrage that only social media can generate is epic against Reese's feeble Christmas tree efforts. Spencer says Reese's trees do not look like trees, and it's upsetting. Okay. Someone with crazy emoticon Twitter name, Reese's trees are not trees, they are eggs with a tail. And Blake, they should call it Reese's Christmas trees, Reese's vague triangles. These examples are the tame ones. Most have taken to the hashtag Christmas turds, eh? Well, let's just take a look. Yeah, I like that, you know, it's like, ooh, these look more like vaguely shaped triangles than Christmas trees. It's like, that's exactly what I said, not as a joke. I think there's just a limitation of candy. Let's see, doesn't look like any tree I ever saw. Reese's should be ashamed of these Christmas turds, LOL. Time for a Christmas turd. Someone put one in a fake toilet, that's fun. That's fun. There's a thing called a baby poops a lot. It's like a doll, and it comes with a toilet that empties. That's just not... That would make me so upset. And someone's cat took a dump in their room. Big deal. I don't... That's not a Christmas turd, by the way. That's just a piece of shit that your cat left in your room. I don't know if that's holiday-themed. I don't know if your cat would agree on that one. Let's take a look at what else we've got, though, and defend Christmas here. Got a lot of good headlines. I can't tell if this site is, like, real crazy or is, like, not as crazy. Let's see. Should we just try Atheist Attack Christians? See, it's got this, like, veteran told to remove Christmas from town tree lighting tradition. Let's try this one. Atheist Attack Christian, Santa, and Christmas by editor. As they do every year, a group called... Oh, I see what happened here. There was a... their website is fucked up. As they do every year, a group called... This has been shared once on Google Plus, by the way. As they do every year, a group calling themselves American Atheists have erected billboards encouraging people to skip church at Christmas. This is your war on Christmas in a nutshell. Attack the religious. Showing Santa Claus, a figure of antiquity who was a member of the clergy and true believer in Christ, the billboard proclaims, "Go ahead and skip church. Just be good for goodness sake." The message is anti-religion. It is anti-Christmas. It is anti-Christ. Antichrist. And it is an affront to many atheists. Surveys have long shown that most atheists celebrate Christmas inclusive of the traditional icons and symbols of the season, including Christmas trees and nativities. Really? While most claim to do so for sentimental reasons, they also see no harm in retaining those symbols during a season long lauded for peace, service, and goodwill to all men. As is typical, the group posted the billboards in two states highly saturated with Christian believers and expected the media to carry the message forward. The media has cooperated fully, as it always does. That's dumb. Yeah, these are the kind of, like, atheists that no one likes. You know what I mean? It's just like, eh. Come on, let it go. I'm told that's a song. I wanted to go to, there are a few interesting pages on this website, but the best is, there's this stop sign on the front of the page, and it's Santa pointing at me like Uncle Sam, or maybe he's touching his nose, the way he goes up to the ceiling chimney. It says, "You don't understand this website. Click here to get it right." Let's see. Oh, okay. DefendChristmas.com is wrongly portrayed in the media every holiday season as a part of the war on Christmas. This is wrong. We are fighting the war on Christmas. This means we think both sides in the battle are wrong. We believe in the 95% sentiment that there's no actual war on Christmas. If there is, Christmas is winning, hands down. We see no shortage of Santas, Christmas trees, Christmas shoppers, eggnog, mistletoe, or anything else we typically see associated with Christmas. If you say there's a war on Christmas, you're simply paranoid. Relax. Santa will come. We believe some, however, are overly sensitive about Christmas. The profane t-shirts, snotty bumper stickers, mocking billboards, and weird internet sites that complain about Christmas are offensive and unnecessary. If you don't keep Christmas, fine. You'll get over it. Some don't celebrate Labor Day, the Super Bowl, or Halloween either. Yeah, we call those people idiots. You don't see them parading their ignorance by posting anti-sites about those things. At the same time, we believe certain elements of Christmas belong only in certain places. The mess called American public schools, for example, is no place for Christmas. They just can't get it right. They don't understand that it is both sacred and secular. Public schools invariably create mixed messages about the separation between church and state simply because they cannot read. Schools cannot read. That is true. A school or any other government-run building that uses a Christmas tree, Santa Claus, or even a baby Jesus displayed during the season is not establishing a religion. The Constitution only remarks about Congress establishing a religion, folks. Wow, this is real crazy. Hold on. A school or any other government-run building that uses a baby Jesus displayed during the season is not establishing a religion. But since all they want to do is argue that we think they should get out of the business of Christmas altogether. There's wisdom in removing what is sacred from places where it isn't treated as such. At the same time, there is no absurdity in calling a Christmas tree a holiday tree, and there's nothing wrong with including the secular symbols such as Christmas trees in public schools. Common sense, they call it. Christmas in public places, like, this is a very long rant. Likewise, an atheist display of Christmas should be welcome too, or a Satanist display, or a display simply showcasing Santa and his reindeer. Okay, blah, blah, blah. We love Christmas lights just like anyone else, but when a homeowner goes crazy with the lights, they have to acknowledge the problems that arise to the public at the same time. Well, that's true. We don't think Christmas is a dirty word. There's nothing wrong with saying happy holidays. Interesting. So they're fighting the war on Christmas. I don't even know what that is. Well, let's see. What else we got here? Oh, they're also the makers of My Merry Christmas, which is the largest Christmas community online, which has turned me on to some amazing things. First of all, I don't have a hookup right now, so we'll have to do it a little later. But some pretty exciting Kirk Cameron stuff. Kirk Cameron made a Christmas movie. And then apparently Kirk Cameron sells coffee. That's a thing he's doing for some reason. Kirk Cameron's website is fucking amazing. You know, did the human brain evolve the ability to evolve? I don't even know what that question means. There's no shame in loss on miscarriages and announcements. Oh. Can you imagine that? Like, if people would go to, like, a... you know how people always take a picture and it's like a chalkboard? Or they're like, hold up this picture and it's a chalkboard and your little brother... you know, it's like, gonna be a little brother or a big brother or whatever. And it's like, we need to retake those pictures and then be like, Joker, just kidding. We're not gonna do that. Oh, man. You can get Unstoppable 2.0 from Kirk Cameron, too. It's a massive content-filled release for your family, small group Bible study, or school. Kirk Cameron takes you through his entire 3-year process, struggle, search, and triumph that became his most personal and successful film to date. With over 5 hours of new footage. 5 hours, extended and deleted scenes, thank God. Oh, God. Unstoppable 2.0 sets a new standard in Christian content and learning tools. Order today. I like that. This is something that I think is so funny about the Bible. It's like a Bible study. 3 years. How fucking long does it take to read the Bible? Good God. I know it's a lot. It's like 1,000 pages, let's say. But I mean, I read 1,000 pages this year. Okay? Easily. You could do that. You could bang out that Bible in a couple weeks if you really cared. But we gotta go. We gotta go to this other thing when we have audio because it's fucking amazing. It's so good. I'm so happy that I found this. Glenn Beck says it's amazing. So does Kelsey Lansdowne, an actress from Curious George. I don't know. I wanted to show you that there was this government, not this government, Jesus Christ, no, not at all. There's this institution that released their, like, naughty and nice gift list thing. So what they do is they, like, look at these different, it's the Liberty Council, and they look at different retailers and be like, are they being naughty or nice this year? And just to get some things straight, there's definitely, on their website, is a, Kim Davis, Massachusetts court says Catholic girls' school should hire homosexuals. Yeah, okay. I'm sure there's never been a homosexual at all involved in a Catholic schoolgirl thing. So they released this 2015 Naughty or Nice retailer list. So you can go through here and be like, okay, nice. Barnes & Noble. 45,549 usages of Christmas in terms of products or advertising. 14,549 usages of holiday, 31,021 references to Jesus, nativity, or Bible elements. First time on Liberty Council's list, Barnes & Noble carries many Christian products and remembers the Christ in Christmas. Call Barnes & Noble and thank the bookstore at 1-800-THE-BOOK and say thanks and Merry Christmas. Yeah, definitely do that. Best Buy, Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. I don't even know what that is, but that sounds, you know, he has it capitalized Christ, lowercase mass, all uppercase Wonderland. So Bronner's Christ Wonderland, I guess. Hallmark, no fucking shit. No shit. Dillard's, Dillardo's. Kmart, huh? 1,000 plus usages of Christmas, 1,000 plus usages of holiday, 297 references to Jesus. Rich variety of Christ-focused products are available. Contact Kmart to thank them for saving consumers time before the season begins so they may enjoy a non-commercial Christmas season. That's great. Lowe's, Menards, Rite Aid Pharmacy. So 1,999 usages of Christmas, 818 uses of holiday. So if you want to get like some Flonase or you want to get some Robitussin and do some robo-tripping or something like that, Rite Aid would be an acceptable place to go. That is a good choice in that situation. Toys R Us, Walgreens, Walmart. Ooh, naughty list. Let's see. 2 usages of Christmas at American Eagles, 50 usages of holiday, 0 references to Jesus, nativity, or biblical elements in products or advertising. American Eagle has been on the naughty list for 8 years over the clothing store's disregard for Christmas. Call them here or email to educate the company that, according to Rasmussen polls, 70% of consumers prefer greetings of Merry Christmas over Happy Holidays by retail stores. Suck it. Let's see. Gap. 0 usages of Christmas. 10 of holiday. 0 references to Jesus and so on. Gap has oscillated over the years, but this year it is back on the naughty list. On November 7th, 2013, after 9 years of naughty, Bill Chandler, Executive Vice President for Global Corporate Affairs at Gap, issued a letter in which he referenced Christmas 9 times and wrote that every Gap outlet window will have signs that say Merry Christmas along with Christmas trees and wreaths throughout their stores. Chandler concluded, "We hope that you'll agree that our Gap Incorporated family of brands, including Gap and Old Navy, are Christmas-friendly this holiday season." In the years since, Gap has shown a decline. Oh, balls. Same with Old Navy. I mean, he just said Old Navy was the same shit. What are you talking about? TJ Maxx. Yeah. Radio Shack. 1 usage of Christmas, none of holiday, none of Jesus. Call them and get the Shack to bring more Christmas into the season. Are you kidding? Is Radio Shack, like, alive? Is that still an option? I don't think that's really an option anymore, is it? Oh, yeah, I'm going to head over to fucking Radio Shack. Good luck. Good luck. Let's see. We got some more websites here. I found this one. I'm highly tempted. This is the Charles H. Howard Santa Claus School, established in 1937. Come and be a part of the historic 79th anniversary year of the Santa Claus School in 2016. The Santa Claus School will be on October 27th, 28th, and 29th. You have to fill out the online application, and you'll receive a PayPal invoice that must be paid within 5 days. Now, I can't pay it yet. But you will learn the history of St. Nicholas and Santa Claus, proper dress and use of makeup, experience for radio and television interviews, Santa sign language, live reindeer habits, practice Santa flight lessons. I don't know what that's going to be. Who's in a Santa thing that they're like, oh, I got to do some flying? Newest toys and gadgets on wish lists, and much, much more. Dinners are included, as well as a trip to the largest Christmas store in the world. That sounds pretty radical. You gotta get your own hotel, unfortunately. But looks like a good time. I don't know, I'm trying to look at these people's pictures and see, like, are these, like, all old men? What am I gonna look like compared to these guys? Ugh. You know what the worst thing you can do? If you're making a website right now, let me tell you something that if you do this, I will be so pissed. When you have a picture gallery, and I'm clicking through it, I'm already a little annoyed, but then when the pictures are, you know, you've got some landscape, some tallies, and then the arrows to go to the next picture move all around the screen for every picture. So I have to keep going, you know, through the different stuff, and then move my arrow an inch, then another inch the other way, then a different direction, and you just keep having... Why can't you just make it so I just click in the same spot every time? I'm just looking at these dumb fucking pictures of these idiots who look like Santa. Oh, there's a bunch of women there, so I guess it must be also a Mrs. Claus school. I don't know. I don't know if they're all doing the same shit. I have no idea. Okay, so there you go. I would like to go to Santa school next year. I don't know if they do any scholarships, but if they do, you know, it couldn't hurt. It could. It could be horrible. I don't want to do that. We have the Ugly Christmas website. .com. That's also just got its URL. Somehow they got that. Welcome to Ugly Christmas site. Now, right now, there is a just some icons chasing my mouse around. There's the elf from Elf. There's a Santa face. There's a reindeer. And when I click on them, it just reloads the same page. Welcome to Ugly Christmas site. This site is intended to celebrate ugliness, holidays, and Wii technology. So sit back and enjoy the HTML show. While this is indeed an ugly website, it is also a serious Christmas website with useful Xmas-related information. So happy holidays, strike out, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. So let's see. The information, there is a Santa head, a buddy the elf, and a reindeer chasing my mouse around, or just kind of flying in front of things. There is a thing that says funny Xmas images. It's a Billy Bob Thornton smoking a cigarette, a cartoon Santa, and what looks like a Christmas sweater where reindeer are having sex. We've got a list here. Worst Christmas gifts. Number one worst Christmas gift. I'd like you to just use your brain and think, what would you least like and what would the world least like to get for Christmas? Number one, phallically shaped objects. So the proposition here is that if you got a phallically shaped object, that would be the worst thing you could get for Christmas. I think there's a fairly large percentage of the population that would disagree with that quite strongly. Nor do I necessarily think, you know, I'm not, I don't have a lot of use for a phallically shaped object, but if I'm going to get, like, something I just don't need, I mean, like, if somebody's going to give me a lamp or a coffee cup, it might as well be shaped like a penis. That's all I'm saying. It might as well be. Number two is toilet paper. Fine. I heard a rumor about the existence of something of $20 toilet paper, and I want to know if that's real. Like, not that looks like bills, but like really expensive, you know, super fancy toilet paper. Expensive fancy toilet paper? Yeah, expensive toilet paper. Most expensive toilet paper in the world. Hanabisho, the world's most expensive toilet paper. I don't want, like, a gold toilet paper. That's not... I want, like, the best toilet paper. Okay? Ew. Is this true? Scarlett Johansson had her wisdom teeth taken out, and one of the teeth was dipped in solid gold as a gift for Ryan Reynolds' 31st birthday? Gross. Ugh. That would be... Are they still together? Because if not, that would be a pretty awesome little item to get on eBay. What do you got there? Oh, this? Scarlett Johansson's wisdom tooth dipped in gold. That would be fucking amazing. No, that's gold toilet paper, though. Fit for a royal behind. Oh, here we go. $17 a roll. Let's see. For people who feel their derriere deserves the best money can buy, there's simply no alternative to this beautifully adorned work of art. A 3-pack will set you back $51, and the 8-pack is $102, which means a single roll is $13 to $17. What makes it so good? Let's see. It's made with only the highest quality wood fiber pulp imported from Canada and treated with water from the clearest stream in Japan, the Nyoto River. The production process is similar to that of pancakes. If the heat from the burner is too high, the bottom will burn and the middle will be dry. So to make sure each Hanabisho turns out perfectly soft, the toilet paper is dried more slowly than usual methods to make it nice and fluffy. The production process is adjusted for temperature and humidity on a daily basis. We're about 26 minutes in, by the way, when we got to poop. So no 2 days production methods are the same. Once the paper is ready, the maker of each roll writes for their name and date of production on it before sending it to the company president for inspection. For the last 10 years, he has tested every Hanabisho roll on his own skin to make sure it fits the standard of quality. The rolls are then sent to the design department, where the most fastidious of fastidious artisans decorate them with intricate patterns, ensuring that the design remains stylish no matter where the toilet paper is torn. Sounds pretty impressive, right? But wait, there's more. The packaging is just as amazing as the product itself. Every roll is wrapped in some kind of paper and placed in decorative boxes handmade by Kyoto artisans. The inside of each box is covered with silver leaf. According to the Hanabisho website, the toilet paper is the ultimate in softness in Japanese modern design. It feels as if your skin is being gently swathed in silk. But don't take their word for it. The luxurious project has been presented to the Emperor of Japan for 5 years. Only 150 toilet paper rolls are produced each day. Well, I'm interested. I'm interested in this very much. Thank you. Does this have any other... Oh, this is colored toilet paper. I don't want that. Why would anyone want that? $20 for a 3-pack? That doesn't seem that expensive. I mean, if you're going to blow money on something, it seems like... Now, here's what I'm talking about. Gold-plated staples. How do you even make gold-plated staples? That seems like it would be too thin to even plate. You just have to make fucking staples. That's crazy. Carbon fiber toilet seat. That would be pretty awesome. Gold vibrator. That's only $325. That seems worth it. I don't know. Ugh. Leather keyboard. $603. If you ever went into a house, like if you're on a date and there's like a leather keyboard, that's like a fucking get the fuck out of there immediately. Right? I mean, just leave. Just run. That is the worst thing you could find, if you ask me. There's nothing worse you could find in someone's home than something like that. That just seems awful. Awful. Number three, worst Christmas gift, Christmas sweaters. Kind of agree with that, because, like, you get a Christmas sweater on Christmas, so you're like, oh, well, I got a day of wearing this, I guess. This fucking itchy thing that's weird. Self-help / affirmation CDs or books. Yeah, that's crappy. I'm with that. It's a horrible gift because the implication as well as the gift, both are bad. Both are bad. Used socks, okay. Who's just giving... Here's some used socks for you. Okay, just don't give me anything, right? No one's accepting used socks. The Santa is... the Santa icon on this website that's floating around is floating over the words I'm trying to read. And it's very noticeable that he has a white box around him, so he's like an image, but he's got background. The Buddy the Elf has a background, too. The reindeer, though, is totally cut out. So that should just be the only one. Or you should have the Santa on the periphery here where it's all white anyway. Okay. I'm done troubleshooting this website. Shaving products are in there. Yeah. Hair dyes. Yeah. These are, you know, lawn ornaments. Who's giving this shit for Christmas? Christmas sweaters is on here again. And then easily breakable toys. Here are good Christmas gifts. Tablets/e-readers. Oh, disagree. Disagree. Unless you want to help the person that you're getting it for, just leave it alone. Don't do it. They're fine. They are happy with their print media. Silverware? No. I don't want silverware. I can get my own. I'm like against getting those kinds of things for Christmas in a way. I'm against giving them. It's like, oh, here's your silverware. Oh, cool. Okay, well, I guess I'll leave that in the box and then take it home. And then, I don't know. I don't even know what people do with their old silverware. I've never in my life had, like, old silverware. I've never been like, oh, this is my old silverware. Need to make room for the new shit. Trendy shades. Yeah, that's perfect in the winter. Jewelry/watches, sure. Camping/hunting products, okay. I like how camping and hunting have been, like, put into the same store or the same aisle of the store. Who decided that? Who was like, well, they're both outside. So those are the same guy. Believe me, not the same guy. A cool digital clock? Gift cards. Gift cards is one of the top best. Desk items, cologne/perfume, and digital photo albums. Wow. Should we see how many days until Christmas? Xmas. 2 days, 20 hours, 26 minutes, and 15 seconds. Okay. Just keep coming back and checking on this, they said. We'll tell ya. What is Xmas? I'm not reading this whole thing. It looks dumb. Forget that. Best children's Xmas gifts? Oh, God. I have to buy a gift, two gifts, for three, maybe. I don't even know. Three? Do you buy a gift for a baby? If these people are coming over that we know, and they have three kids, and one is like a baby, do you buy a baby gift, or do you just, like, say, eh, they're fine. You know, I don't know. Seems cool. I think he's cool just hanging out. Because obviously the baby doesn't know. But are the parents like, hey, this is part of the family. You got to buy something for this baby. I don't know what to get. This is like a stranger baby almost. I've never met this baby. I probably won't see this baby until next Christmas. I don't know what to do. Let's see. Here's what you can get for gifts for kids. Gifts that are useful. Oh, yeah. Items such as underwear or linen for their bed adorned with their favorite characters will prove a hit. You know, I did have some Mario sheets that I really quite liked. It was a pillowcase came with it. Mario on one side, Zelda on the other, which was pretty rad. Guys, I've been playing Zelda. I only have two dungeons left, and I've been completely cheating by using the internet. But I don't know, I cannot finish this game otherwise. There are things in this game that there's no way anyone, I don't know how. It's kind of like playing Zelda is like these songs that kids all know. You know, when you're sliding into first and you feel a juicy verse, diarrhea. How do kids everywhere know that? I don't know. How do kids everywhere know that in this dungeon, you bomb this random wall, the wall opens up, and then you can get an upgrade for 100 rupees that lets you carry more bombs? How the fuck do they know that? How do they know that you burn this random bush and a secret passageway appears? How do they know anything? I got through, I think there's like 9 dungeons or something, and I got through five or six completely on my own. But then I was getting pissed off. It was like, everything's killing me. I found this sword, but it's like, only when you're a master can you get this sword. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, you old man. And it turns out it means you need more hearts. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to just look up where to find hearts. Because I figured, you know what? Looking where to find these items is okay. Because I suck too bad at this video game to get through it without having all the shit. But also, don't you think most people who played that game like in the 80s had the benefit of watching someone play? Like they could watch their friend or somebody else play and then they know where they're going and what they're doing. Anywho, I never really played Zelda as a kid. I played it one time at this kid's house when I went to stay over, and then that's all I wanted to do, but he wanted to do like other things because he owned Zelda and was like, no, there's like another kid at my house, let's do two kid games or whatever. And the whole time I was like, maybe we should play that Zelda game, huh? I had another friend who wanted to play sports, and I was like, you have Altered Beast, maybe we should just play Altered Beast. I was telling Poon Master Flex the other day the story from my youth that really tells a lot about how shitty I was at sports. I went over to this friend's house, and I was probably in like first or second grade, I think, and we were playing horse, like basketball, and I was the only one who was still employing the granny underhanded two-arm shot to get the basket in the basket, the ball in the basket. And like when I did that, you know, I was scoffed at. I didn't even really know what the right way was. That is how little basketball I had viewed or understood. I was just like, "Wait, what? Well, how do you put it in the basket?" You know, and then they did it overhand, and I was like, "Oh." And so when we played basketball where you could like steal it and stuff like that, I was not successful because it's very easy to block an underhand shot that starts at knee height, it turns out. When we played horse, I did okay because I had practiced shooting underhand so much, and because then if, you know, depending on how your horse rules go, if you have to replicate the exact style and you had to do underhand, most of them had not played underhand in several years. So my horrible style just it was an advantage. Who would have thought that my shitty underhand shooting style would work to my advantage? Anyway, that takes us all the way back to, you know, if you have a Zelda Mario sheet set with a pillowcase, Zelda on one side, Mario on the other, I'm into that. That's cool. If there was one that was like still wrapped on eBay, that would be great. And I would agree with that, although I'm not a child, so that doesn't help. Number two advice, think children. Okay. The gifts we give should allow the child to have fun, yet it should also be something that will be educational. Oh, yeah. That would be great. Okay. That's pain. Should be educational. Go fuck yourself. A gift that gives all year round. How about taking up a subscription to a toy library local to you? What the fuck? That's not even a thing. Oh, so you can go and swap toys. No. Oh, or enroll them in swimming lessons or another activity. This is like a toy guide that would result in the worst Christmas I've ever had so far. I would have gotten some stupid-looking pants, something educational, and swimming lessons. And I would be like, my God, make them yourself. Oh, you could use an old cookie tray to make a magnetic board from it. Is a magnetic board made of a cookie tray just a cookie tray? Stood up, possibly, or stuck to the wall? When you say, I made a magnet board out of this cookie tray, that sounds to me like you're saying, I stuck a cookie tray to the wall and put magnets on it. I don't know how much of a gift that. I want to try giving those Like, I so badly think it would be really funny to wrap that, you know, just a magnet tray. And I'm like, it's a magnet tray. And give it to someone. I heard, and I want to be reminded and to remind myself, I heard it on good authority from a loyal listener that Mexican families will often wrap gifts in, like, cereal boxes and similar boxes to that. So you'll put it in that box and then wrap it in wrapping paper, you know, because then it looks nice and all that shit. And I was like, man, that's a fucking great idea. Because then you have this box already. The box is a good shape. You don't have to buy a box to wrap something inside of. That's crazy talk. And then I was like, I just want to put all my gifts in cereal boxes and just be like, here you go. It's in a Count Chocula box. That's more attractive than some with a bunch of Christmas bulbs and shit on it, right? I think it's better. I don't know. Let's see. Personalized gifts. It just says that. Doesn't say anything. The gift of giving. When it comes to coming up with ideas for the best Christmas gifts, this is one of them. Well, that's confident. There are lots of great ideas out there for Christmas gifts, and here is one. It's a great way to help a child be more aware of the world. Oh, so you give it to charity. Okay. That kids would love that. That's it. That is all they have for helpful advice for kids. That is not going to help me at all. What does Moss in Christmas mean? This is linked twice. I don't know if that's on purpose or not. I'm not reading this either. It comes from the Greek word, and then it looks like just a computer virus. So we don't need to read computer virus language, do we? I think not. I think we're fine. Boy, there's so much crazy Christmas shit. It's like unbelievable. Do we want to try the Christmas traditions of Benjamin Harrison? Should we kind of wrap up with that? I don't know what it is, but it could be amazing. It looks bad. I think it was just the story of the first Christmas tree in the White House or something. Oh, in the parlor. Okay, who cares? No one cares about that. It's like, oh yeah, well, every president has to do something to be sort of famous, you know? He couldn't get fat in a bathtub. He wasn't Teddy Roosevelt. So it was like, okay. Well, let's do it. I think I reached the end of the ones I really wanted to talk about here. But we're gonna definitely do some Kirk Cameron stuff. He's got something he's released called Audio Adventures, which I'm so excited. They're like a TV show for your ears, guys. That's how they work. A guy won a very phallic award for this. Also, Kirk's Coffee. Turns out you can get Kirk's Coffee. Okay? And they'll send it to you. Now, I would really like to buy some. There's Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas Roast. There's also Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas Bundle. I should just stop getting into this. I need to save this for our next talk, because this is like its whole own thing, is Kirk Cameron's crazy projects. That he has decided that he is like the fucking man these days, you know what I mean? He's like, Christmas, that's me. That's me, baby. That's me. Well, I think we're done, right? We've kind of made our points. We've had a good discussion of Christmas. Thank you all for coming, listening. Oh my God. I hope this quality is acceptable. We'll find out. But either way, we'll be back to our normal dig soon. See you later.